Americana music, a huge inclusive umbrella, not a musical genre, but rooted in many genres, country, folk, blues, jazz, R&B, rock and roll, I could go on. If you're of a certain age, you may recognize Americana music as very similar to the eclectic mix of music you heard on Top 40 radio in the 60s and 70s. The country rock of Byrds, Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, folk rock and blues of CSNY, Jackson Brown and the Allman Brothers, and even country artists like Johnny Cash, Jerry Reed, and Dolly Parton. Before corporations started pigeonholing music onto separate radio stations, we listened to a bit of everything. What you may not know is that there's currently a diverse group of amazing young artists creating exactly that kind of music today. This is John Ford. Join me for my shows on the home of Human Crafted Radio, KXFM 104.7 in Laguna Beach, AM Radio from 3 to 5 p.m. on Sunday afternoons, and AM in the AM on Tuesday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m., where I play a bit of everything, old and new, under the umbrella of Americana music.
Better sit down and wait, 'cause a soul can't travel that fast. And the best part of me will surely be late, 'cause a soul can't travel that fast. A soul gotta walk like a pilgrim Easter, smell it. Remember when I'm holding my baby, but I'm leaving her cold. It's all 'cause the soul can't travel that fast. While the soul takes its time, like a pilgrim he's trying to find him some peace that's gonna last. I'm gonna slow.
Yes, that's the Wood Brothers and Pilgrim. I think that's a brand new one from them. Before we had Bluebird with Los Lobos, and now I think we have a caller on the line. Are you here?
Yes, you do have a caller on the line.
All right.
Good morning, John.
This is Pamela Knutson, and I asked her to call in and give us the rundown about how the Pet Parade and Chili Cook-Off went on Saturday, because there were lots of competitions between animals and the animals eating the chili and the ones not. Tell me a little bit about it. It was sponsored by a real estate group, right?
Yes, it was. They've been doing this for a long time. It's sponsored by the Laguna Real Estate Charitable Assistance Fund. And they're so amazing in that they, you know, this town is so supportive of animals, of our animals, between the Laguna Beach Animal Shelter and the Bluebell Foundation for Cats, where I volunteer. And then we've got Catmosphere and Pacific Marine Mammal Center. Anyway, we all love our animals, right? So this wonderful organization has been supporting us for many, many years through this really fun and down-home Americana-themed event. I mean, it's so sweet. You know, I worked the Bluebell booth with some of my fellow volunteers, and we had so much fun. And what is so joyful, number one, is to see all the sweet animals. And then it's so nice because the community really comes together. I mean, I was so excited that I got to meet K-9 Cooper, you know, the police department's therapy dog, gorgeous black lab.
Oh, wow.
I totally have a crush on him now.
I had no idea seeing, they had that, yeah. Cooper.
Yeah, really nice. And just, you know, our booth was next to the fire department, and you have just a lot of community there and people that come out and support animals and support what we're all doing.
So
it's so joyful.
Yeah, it was mostly just dogs and cats, right? They didn't have any categories for parrots or...
Well, you know, it was just the categories were pets. So... You know, like, luckily, one of our Bluebell residents, because, you know, Bluebell is a sanctuary for cats, and the cats live there forever. Most of the cats come from kind of sad situations, like when they lose their human parents, so to speak, to maybe sickness or passing, and so the kitties live there forever. It's a retirement home. So one of our cats does very well socially. It doesn't get over-traumatized by being around a lot of people and noise, so Honey... Our cute little ginger kitty cat, we entered her in the contest, and she won.
She won.
She won most gorgeous senior.
The most gorgeous senior.
It could be a cat, it could be a dog, if somebody had a bunny. One year, I remember, God, about maybe, let's say, 7 years ago or so, somebody from San Juan Capistrano brought a little baby calf, and they painted the hooves pink, just to make it kind of festive. And so I've seen... What else have I seen? I think that was the most unusual animal, you know, as far as a pet. But it's fun.
Yeah. How long has the Bluebell Foundation been there? Since I remember.
A long time.
I mean, I've been in town 30 years, and it's always been there since I remember.
It's been there. It kind of has a storied past in a way. So the founder, who passed away in 1989, a woman named Bertha Yurgat, she started Bluebell back in the late 60s as a boarding facility.
Mm.
And she was a quintessential crazy cat lady in a good sense, but she was a little kooky. And she would rescue cats. She would board them, and she would get upset if people who boarded their cat there didn't send a postcard while they were on vacation. And at one point, she supposedly had 200 cats living on that property in the canyon that you'd probably drive by and see that little blue and white cottage. But anyway, she created the nonprofit, the Bluebell Foundation for Cats, in 1989. And it, from that point, it's blossomed into a sanctuary, and we specialize in senior cat care. And we don't adopt out anymore. She used to do adoptions once in a while, too. So we don't board cats. It's strictly a cat sanctuary, which we find is a very necessary community service for people. Because, you know, a lot of us are getting older, and we have pets, and sometimes pets outlive us. And so it gives peace of mind too. You know, the kitty cat owner who sees something happening and needs to place their cat, knowing that okay, my cat will be in a great home.
Yeah, so
and
you
then the cat gets yeah, you it's
don't,
awesome.
You don't adopt out the cats. How many cats do you have there now?
At this time, I believe we have about 40. Our capacity is 60. And they all live in the cottage free range for the most part. We do have another facility on the property that that we use as a acclimation sort of point. So when we get a new cat, it comes to the what we call the lower house, and they have their very own little kitty condo, if you want to call it that. So that they can get used to being in a new environment, and then once we feel like, okay, they're ready to come out to the community, we bring them out, see how they do down in the lower house, but there's not near as many kitties. And then once they do really well there, we'll move them up to the upper house where it's a lot bigger and they have more room to roam. But and then some cats just don't do well socially, so we will keep them in their own little place down in the lower house, and that's basically overall what we how we handle it.
And anybody can come and visit?
Yeah, we have tours. You'd have to make an appointment, but if you, you know, John, if you want to go meet the cats, just, you know, let us know. And I wish I could give the tour. I used to volunteer more and was able to do that, but I got this darn corporate day job that I got to do. So I'm still a volunteer, but I do some marketing and public relations and things like that for them.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I was, you know, I think if someone wants to go schedule a tour, they can. You guys probably have a website, right?
We have a website, bluebellcats.org, and there's a phone number there that anybody can just call, and probably we'll talk to Jenna, who is the assistant director and operations manager, and she can arrange a tour for you.
Oh, great. Speaking of cats,
yes?
you wrote a book, which,
yes, I did.
Which prominently features cats.
Of course. And, of course it does, yeah.
So tell me about the book. It's been out for what, about a month or something like that?
It was released by Friesen Press in the last day of March, March 31st. A long process. I started writing it many, many moons ago. It's about the full moon that goes missing and two curious cats who love playing under the light of the full moon because it makes everything sparkle and look pretty in their garden. They're baffled at why the moon is gone and the sky is dark and black. And so they set out on an adventure through Laguna Beach,
nice.
Starting in the canyon, and they end up down somewhere, probably around Shaw's Cove, and trying to find the moon, and they meet all kinds of interesting creatures along the way. So anyway, yeah, it's a children's book, but I'm finding a lot of us adults are really enjoying it. So I'm saying it's for the child in all of us.
There you go. That's a good way to put it. I think I've seen pictures of you doing story time with some kids with the book too, right?
Yes. Yes. It's been so joyful. I did a reading at the Boys and Girls Club to a bunch of kindergartners, and, you know, kids are rambunctious, but by chapter three, they all were quiet and listening and saucer-eyed, staring up at me. And
all right.
One sweet little girl gave me a big hug afterwards, and so I thought, okay, good. I think I did good. I think they liked the book. And then I did some events at a school in Santa Ana Elementary School. I'm connecting with educators and children, and that is a joyful part of it that I didn't even really anticipate how exciting it could be to bring some light into a little kid's life with a good story.
So if I wanted to find this book, where would I find it? Is it on the shelves here in Laguna or
Laguna Beach Books, I believe they have it. I know they were in the process of ordering it when we spoke last, so you might want to check with Laguna Beach Books. They should have it in stock by now. Amazon, you know, Amazon, it's always there. It's on Barnes & Noble website. I'm peddling it, you know. I mean, as an author, the book's available, you know, basically worldwide through the publisher, but I've got to bring awareness to everybody. So that bookstores start ordering it, because I would love to support our independent bookstores locally with my book. I mean, really, they are just the backbone.
Yes.
Amazon's great, it's convenient, but to walk into a bookstore,
oh, that's something
this cozy
nice.
That's something right
yeah.
there.
That's always nice. I mean, there's a certain ambiance about a bookstore that is just it's otherworldly, actually. I can, you know, it's one of those places where I can walk in and lose time.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's magical, you know. It's kind of like a library, too. I still love going to the library.
Yeah. Well, to circle back around to the pet parade, now, were they actually, you know, parading from one place to another, or how did that work?
Well, it's very cute. Yeah, it's not a parade in the sense like, you know, the Patriots Day parade, not that kind of thing, but it's more like, you know, an announcement will be made for a particular category, and then whoever enters their pet, that, you know, say there's three pets involved in one category, then that the pet parent will walk their, like, for instance, like Bluebell, Jenna, our assistant director, held our cat Honey and walked up and down in front of the judges, and the judges got to meet Honey, and so that's what the, you know, you saw all kinds of cute dogs on leashes, and one particular dog who did win, I forget the category, but it was did some tricks, stood up, ate treats.
Oh, wow.
It's that kind of a, it's more like, yeah, I don't know how to describe it.
It's a pageant of sorts.
It's a pageant. That's maybe a better description of it. because they do kind of parade up and down, I suppose you could look at it that way. But it's mainly just parading up and down in front of the judges.
And we don't know who won the chili cook-off, do we? Well,
I should know this. I want to say, I don't want to say because I don't want to say something wrong, but
the only thing I know is that there are five contestants, including both the fire department and the police department. I had no idea that was a specialty of theirs.
I think it is. I feel like one or the other organization's won. I'm sorry, I should have done my homework before I called.
Right.
And I just don't eat chili, so I didn't even eat the chili. I was just there for the pets and the camaraderie of Ben and to support Bluebell.
I might be afraid to eat the chili.
But I've heard a lot of it was very good. I heard the fire department had a good chili. I've heard a lot of good things about the chili. So
yeah, good.
I think it was a win-win for everybody.
Great. Anything else that you'd like to talk about or promote here from Laguna Beach?
Well, you know, I listen to your show on Sundays. I really am so getting into this. I mean, you play some amazing songs.
And
I'm
so pleased. I'm flattered. It's fun to do, and it's always really fun to know that people are listening and be able to interact with them. It's great.
It is. Well, it's fun for us music lovers. I'm totally into the music scene, and speaking of Americana music, I cannot wait for the Sawdust Festival to open, and I can't wait to going there for the art and to support the artist, but I also love, for instance, I can't wait to hear Salty Sweets. They're an amazing bluegrass Americana band, as you know, and they play there frequently. That's always a good time.
Yeah, that's
looking forward to that.
The Missiles play there quite a bit. Like you said, Salty Sweets. I know there's a bunch of people that I know that play there pretty often, like Michael Ubaldini, for example. I don't know if he's playing there this year, but he's always fun to listen to because he's such a great storyteller.
Exactly.
That's coming up. I think Sada starts around the first week of July.
It starts this Friday.
This Friday, really?
Yep.
Well, that's
at the
30th. Yeah, it's the 30th. Wow. Okay.
It's already.
when is when's the locals party?
It's tonight.
That's tonight. That's what I thought.
Believe.
It's
always
a Tuesday night.
The preview. Preview party. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to Pamela Newton. She is a friend of the show, friend of the station, and I really do appreciate you calling in and chatting.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure, John.
All right.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You can see the ring of darkness covering up the light, but to see it is to admit that it's just passing by. My friend in New York City, she calls me time and time, and I tell her made up stories but never tell her lies. And the weight of my heart, it swings me left to right like a wrecking ball on a 6-foot chain forever on my line. It only goes to show sweet misery. You can follow me down to the end of my path, but you still gotta get through me. Talking to, go sit down by your lonesome and entertain the fool. I was late to the party and I'm eating someone's food, but I've never been so hungry to be without a clue. It only goes to show sweet misery. You can follow me down to the end of my path, but you still gotta get through me. Yeah, you can follow me down to the end of my path, but you still gotta get through me.